This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit977.org.
Como estas? You're listening to The Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick, joined once again by my esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner.
Hola, amigos. Today we have a very special show celebrating the legacy of Gustavo Cerati, one of the most iconic singer-songwriters in the history of Latin rock and Latin music in general. Sadly, Gustavo Cerati, after being in a coma for 4 years, passed away on September the 4th. And this was just some tragic news throughout the Americas. There have been many articles devoted to him. Gustavo Cerati from Buenos Aires started his career as the lead singer-songwriter and guitar player with Soda Stereo, one of the first bands in the 80s who managed to break through the limits of Argentina and become one of the first supergroups in Latin rock. They were just, playing sold-out venues all over the Americas. They became an incredibly popular band. And then Cerati followed a solo career. So we're going to be remembering all his music. He experimented with rock and roll, with electronica, with lounge, with trip-hop. This is going to be a great show in the memory of Gustavo Cerati. And I think, Josh, we're beginning with Soda Stereo, the band, and your favorite track by them. Isn't that so?
Yes. We're talking about the very Beatlesque tune, Ella Usó Mi Cabeza Como Un Revolver, or She Used My Head as a Revolver. And Ernesto, we both decided we were going to do this show out of chronological order, more just focused on our favorite songs throughout Cerati's career. And in this case, this track actually came from Soda Stereo's last studio album, Sueño Stereo, back in 1995. I was living and working in Buenos Aires, Argentina at the time, and you really couldn't escape this song. But forgetting the fact you couldn't escape it for on the radio, I think just for our listeners right now who are hearing the song for the first time, you can't really deny these hooks and just the string arrangements. If you're a Beatles fan, rejoice. This is Ella Usó Mi Cabeza Como Un Revolver.
You are tuned in to the Latin Alternative.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, we are doing a special episode dedicated to the musical memory of Gustavo Cerati, the iconic Argentine singer who passed away September 4th. He was a real pioneer in the world of rock en español in his band Soda Stereo and also has had a prolific solo career. We just heard the guitar-driven track Paseando por Roma from the 1995 album Sueño Stereo.
Yeah, and I think, Josh, that was definitely the best album that Soda Stereo ever did. It's interesting how many bands, when they finally break up, you know, there was a lot of tension in Soda Stereo, and I think because they were so popular, they made a lot of money. They were just famous, and everything they did, every new record was met with so much anticipation from fans in Latin America and the United States. So there was a lot of tension. Soda Stereo, by the way, was a trio. It was just Gustavo Cerati as the absolute leader, and with also a bassist and a drummer. And from the beginning, it was quite obvious that Cerati had absolute creative control. So in the 90s, he saw the Orb in London. He saw this discovered electronica, and that's when Soda Stereo's music really became interesting. But definitely, there was an absolute stylistic leadership, I would say, from Gustavo. And Sueño Stereo, their last album from 1995, we heard it. Just heard two tracks from that record. Just beautiful. The apex of Argentine rock and roll, I would say. Now, this is when things really become interesting because Gustavo Cerati decides to finally disband Soda Stereo for good, at least in terms of studio output. And he releases his second solo album, but the first one since he officially broke up Soda Stereo. This is Bocanada in 1999. It was a great time for Latin alternative in general. This is probably one of my favorite albums, I would say, in Latin music, Bocanada. It's just a masterpiece. We're going to listen to the title track, Bocanada, where Cerati very cleverly uses a sample from the Dutch progressive rock band Focus from the 70s. But he mixes it up with electronica and with his just incredibly fluid melodic lines. So here it is by Gustavo Cerati, solo, Bocanada.
Placer de
This is the Latin Alternative.
This is the Latin Alternative podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit977.org.
¿Cómo estás? You're plugged in to the Latin Alternative.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative and our special episode dedicated to the musical legacy of Gustavo Cerati, the iconic Latin rocker from Argentina. We just heard a solo track from his album Bocanada. That was one of my favorite Gustavo Cerati songs, Rio Babel. Certainly a bit of a trip-hop influence on that song. You know, it did come out in 1999 at a time when artists like Tricky and Portishead were still quite popular, and I like that influence. It was really one of the first, I guess you could say, Latin trip-hop records I remember hearing.
I know, just because, yeah, Cerati was really into electronica and lounge, trip-hop. He was very much aware. And, of course, when Soda Stereo started their career, it was all about new wave, British New Wave, The Cure, and The Police and whatnot, because it was in the 80s in Buenos Aires. So at the time, this seemed really trendsetting. They were, you know, trying to create like a bridge between British New Wave and Buenos Aires pop. And I was also thinking that Cerati, you know, he was in a frail state of health when he released his last album, Fuerza Natural, about 4 years ago. And he was touring behind that album when he had a stroke and he was in a coma for 4 years. They did everything they could to keep him alive with the hope that he would be, one day, that he would be okay. But then he passed away. So he actually was 54 when he passed away, but he was 50 when he fell into a coma. And I was just thinking the other day that what a short life, you know, he could have done so many great things had he lived a few more decades. But then I thought how much incredible music in only 50 years of a lifetime Gustavo Cerati recorded with Soda Stereo as a solo artist and also in collaboration. And I thought we should pay a little bit of attention to those collaborations that Gustavo Cerati recorded in his lifetime. And definitely a cult album for any fan of the Latin alternative is a record that he released with Argentinian multi-instrumentalist Daniel Melero, who is known mainly as the songwriter with the band Los Encargados. So they released this record called Colores Santos in 1992. This is just a great idiosyncratic collaboration between Gustavo Cerati and Daniel Melero. We're going to listen to the track Cozumel, that I really hope you like it.
suave, tan suave entre tus manos, pero tarde o temprano, tarde o temprano entenderás que todo lo que toco, todo lo que toco quiero. Más que lo que me empaña, que todo lo que brilla en mí no es más que lo que me empaña. Si alguna vez pierdo algo que tuve que cuidar, si prefiero imaginar lo que nunca seré, cuando me mires sabrás. Cuando me mires sabrás que todo lo que brilla en mí no es más que lo que me empaña, que todo lo que brilla en mí no es más que lo que me empaña, que todo lo que brilla en mí no es más que lo que me empaña, que todo lo que brilla en mí.
Continuing with our tribute to the legacy of Gustavo Cerati, who passed away recently, the legendary singer-songwriter from Argentina, we are playing some of Soda Stereo, the band that became famous in the 80s as the first Latin American rock supergroup with Gustavo Cerati as its absolute leader. Also exploring the solo career of Gustavo Cerati. And also, Cerati would champion other artists. He would really nurture the career of younger people. And we just heard No Lo Soporto, Nunca Iré. This was a female trio that in as early as 2005, before they released the first album, Gustavo Cerati sort of championed them in Buenos Aires, saying No Lo Soporto is a breakthrough band, is a band that we should really pay attention to. And he was absolutely right. This was just a very talented trio, female trio of power pop. And in 2008, when the band recorded its second album, Avión, Gustavo Cerati collaborated with them. He lent his vocals to Nunca Iré, the song we just heard. And if I remember correctly, Josh, you're a big fan of the video of that song, right?
Yes, I'm a fan of the group, but also, yes, the video for this track, Nunca Iré, inspired in part by the Twilight Zone. And of course, Ernesto, I have a little bit of crush on all three of the lovely ladies in this band. Definitely recommend checking out No Lo Soporto and grateful for Gustavo Cerati having taken them under his wing back in the day. And now, I want to go back a few years earlier than No Lo Soporto to one of my favorite Gustavo Cerati tracks, and this song just positively rocks. His 2006 album, Ahí Vamos, I think was a return to form for those Gustavo Cerati fans who maybe weren't so much feeling the electronic side and missed, you know, the guitar-driven rock and roll that he had done in Soda Stereo. And this track, Al Fin Sucede, or It Finally Happens, is really probably my favorite track of his of all time. It just completely, I don't know, there's something with the guitar that I just love and the lyrics as well that takes me to a certain rock and roll place. So let's check this out. Gustavo Cerati, Al Fin Sucede.
Próxima, yo sé que tanto le doy.
This is the Latin Alternative.
This is the Latin Alternative podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit97.7.org.
It's the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
De volver.
This is our tribute to Gustavo Cerati, the iconic singer-songwriter and guitarist from Argentina who passed away on September the 4th after being in coma for 4 years. A lot of anticipation from all the fans. We all hope that perhaps he would one day wake up and make some more albums, but fortunately he didn't. But we have this all this incredible music that he left behind, you know, talk about just how eternal music is. And we just heard Sulky. I was so happy, Josh, that you picked this track when you sent me the initial list for this show of songs. Sulky is a very different track by Gustavo Cerati. It's from a very controversial, in a way, album from 2002. It was his third solo album overall, the record Siempre Es Hoy. And it was a record that it was really extensive, over 70 minutes long, many, many tracks. I think 17 tracks. It was just difficult to digest. And it was like a mixture of pop and electronica. It was really slow at times, took its time to develop textures. Not coincidentally, Gustavo Cerati initiated a contest where his fans could remix all these different songs because they really lend themselves to a remix. And then he released like an entire remix CD. I wasn't too crazy about the direction that Gustavo was taking at the time. This is before he returned to rock and roll glory with Ahí Vamos. But in any case, on that album, there was this one song, Sulky. It's just this really shimmering exploration of electronica mixed in with some rootsy Argentinian folklore, almost like a little vibe of a chacarera, this songs as this folk formats that we would learn about in Argentina in elementary school. And also like the title Sulky, which is like a small carriage that it used in the Argentinian countryside. So overall, a great record and I think one of Cerati's finest. And I think now we're going to listen to a song from Cerati's final album, Fuerza Natural, isn't that so?
That's right, Ernesto. I thought we would go to 2009 and hear his song Deja Vu. It was the first single off of what would become Gustavo Cerati's final studio album, Fuerza Natural. And, you know, we actually did play this track quite a bit 5 years ago when it came out on the Latin Alternative. But I realized that our show now reaches a lot of new listeners on stations that we weren't airing on back then, and I thought it would be worth revisiting. This is Gustavo Cerati and Deja Vu.
Ya verás la
You're tuned in to The Latin Alternative.
Well, I guess that was a perfect bridge between Latin American rock and roll and British rock and roll. Soda Stereo revisiting the songbook of Queen. Now, if you remember, Josh, there was a time in the late 90s when it seemed that rock en español, as they called it, was about to take over the world. And they did. All these record labels started manufacturing this. They were a little artificial, these tributes, this Latin rock tributes to big bands. There was one devoted to the Police. And of course, one tributo a Queen, this tribute to Queen, which is, I rather not remember about it. I remember, actually, sadly, that Molotov did, from Mexico, did a version of Bohemian Rhapsody that I really don't want to talk about. But leave it to Soda Stereo to save the day. One of the finest tracks on that Queen tribute was Cerati and Company playing Someday One Day. Actually, I also loved their choice of a song. This is an obscure Queen nugget from their second album, Queen 2, from 1974. And we just heard their version, which I think was actually lovely. Soda Stereo and Gustavo Cerati playing Queen.
We hope you've been enjoying our tribute to the musical legacy of Gustavo Cerati and his band Soda Stereo. If you like what you've been hearing, we hope you'll join us on either Facebook or Twitter. You can find us on Facebook by searching for The Latin Alternative, and on Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show at thelatinalternative.com.
And we're going to finish our tribute to the magic and the genius of Gustavo Cerati with a very special track for many different reasons. We're going to listen to En la Ciudad de la Furia, in the City of Fury, which is, of course, Buenos Aires. That's what Cerati is referring to. This is an all Soda Stereo song, very much representative of what this 80s band was all about. But it's the version that we're going to listen to is actually a revived version from their MTV Unplugged release in 1996. And it's a duet with a Colombian singer from the band Aterciopelados. Andrea Echeverri performs En la Ciudad de la Furia together with Gustavo Cerati. And I think this is very symbolic that at the time, 1996, it wasn't about Argentinian rock anymore. It was just Latin rock. So the stereo had really transcended the limits of Argentina. And it was a super group all over the Americas. So this duet with Colombia's Andrea Echeverri was very symbolic that Soda Stereo had arrived. So here it is, Gustavo Cerati. Thank you so much for all this incredible music that you have given us throughout the years. We leave you with En la Ciudad de la Furia by Soda Stereo. Hasta la próxima.
Adiós.
Me verás volar por la ciudad de la furia. Donde nadie sabe de mí. Y yo soy parte de todos. Nada cambiará con un aviso de curva. En sus caras veo el temor. Ya no hay fábulas. Me verás caer como un ave de presa. Me verás caer sobre terrazas desiertas. Me desnudaré por las calles azules. Me refugiaré antes que todos despierten.
Se derriten mis alas.
Me verás caer como una flecha salvaje. Me verás caer entre vuelos fugaces. Buenos Aires se ve tan susceptible.
I'm Josh Norick for The Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and Exit 97.7 WEXT, Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT Educational Telecommunications.
This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit97.7.org.